Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. So far, the Israeli war has had little effect on inflation here in the United States. That could be about to change, however, and change in a big way. In response to the continued military incursions into Gaza, the pirating and attacking of ships has increased along the most common route, which is used to bring oil to the civilized world. This route begins in the Persian Gulf and then passes through a narrow passage called the Strait of Hormuz, onward to the Gulf of Oman, and then into the Arabian Sea. It then continues into the Gulf of Aden, where it transverses through an even narrower passage, the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, which leads into the Red Sea. The route eventually ends up at the ever-important Suez Canal, which gives access to the Mediterranean Sea and the rest of the civilized world. The only other route, should this particular series of waterways become impassable for whatever the reason, is around the Cape of Good Hope, otherwise known as sailing around the Horn, which is the Horn of Africa. With the increase in hijacking and the threats of attack from pirates, rockets, and drones, shipping companies are on high alert, as well as the U.S. military, which is attempting to keep the shipping lanes open. Enter the Bab al-Mandeb Strait. It's a narrow passage, not unlike the Strait of Hormuz, but much smaller, located between the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea. Not only is the threat of piracy increasing the chances that shippers will suffer losses should a ship be sunk in the middle of the Bab al-Mandeb Strait and render it impassable, the route around the African Horn will be the only alternative. Using this route adds weeks to the travel time, which increases costs dramatically. But the damage hardly stops there. Longer trip time means fewer trips in total, as each ship is tied up for a longer period of time. Supply lines will be delayed as spare parts and oil and whatever else needs to be transported sits in a ship's hull for a longer period of time using the alternative route. Insurance costs for the shippers are already increasing due to the piracy concerns. Other costs such as fuel and maintenance costs, as well as manpower costs, would continue to rise due to the longer travel time and the treacherous seas that the African Horn is noted for. Preemptive price increases in goods by suppliers will also be seen, as these suppliers will see rising costs along many facets of their supply lines. Product shortages due to the lack of spare parts, the lack of timely deliveries, and the need to increase stocking inventory to address such problems will spike costs, while shortages will pull prices up because of the law of supply and demand. Needless to say, the price of oil will spike, and since oil is used in a vast majority of stuff that the world needs, when oil prices rise, so goes the price of many of the things we buy. Perishable goods will also be impacted, as more time at sea increases equipment costs and energy required to keep foods fresh over a longer period of time. Additionally, in a world where supply lines are just beginning to normalize post-COVID, a major rerouting of oil and other goods may slow the recovery from the shutdowns. It could possibly even slam the progress in reverse, dragging us back to the problems witnessed when COVID ended and store shelves were slow to fill. You and I are not the only ones to put two and two together and surmise the damage an impassable Strait of Hormuz or Bab al-Mandeb would cause to the Western world and beyond. Many of the pirate groups, the Iraqi state, Hamas, and other haters of Israel and America currently do possess the weaponry to sink a ship large enough to cause a major problem in the narrow waterways in either or both of these straits. If not sink a vessel altogether, just the ongoing harassment and or outright piracy could bring the shippers of the world to their knees through the increase in costs as a result of such actions. These costs will likely be passed on to the consumer, that's you and me, in many of the products we buy, causing even higher inflation than what we see now. While the governments of the world try to rein in inflation through tighter monetary and fiscal policy, a handful of determined terrorists standing on a bluff overlooking the sea, armed with some rockets, could bring the Western world to their knees through the resulting inflation that would result from sinking just the right ship in just the right spot. And that does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And please remember, this newscast expresses the opinion of myself and not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities. It nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet's staff members or underwriters. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station, and all things over there are free. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL342. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for listening. Money, it's a crime. Share it fair.
smile.